For a great Chicago show, we can tell you where to go. You should dial your radio to the Skinny and Hooli Show. It's the Skinny and Hooli Show.
How's it going there, everybody from Cork?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome once again to the Skinny and Hooli Show. I'm your old friend Mike Houlihan, and with me on the phone, my old pal, my buddy, my friend, Mr. James Skinny Sheehan. Skin, what do you say?
Hey, Hooli, happy winter from Florida.
Thanks.
I'm going to say hello. And
hey, you're
hey,
listening. Wait a minute. You're listening to the Skinny and Hooli Show. It's brought to you by Flood Brothers Disposal. Our old pal, Bob Flood. I think you saw him last week, Skinny. And we're coming at you out of Cicero, Illinois, WCEV. We're Chicago's ethnic voice, 1450 on your AM dial. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're streaming online at WCEV1450.com. If you ever miss a show, folks, you can always catch the podcast, usually up by Monday at SkinnyHooli.com. Okay, Skin. What
yeah,
do you have to
Hooli,
say for yourself?
I was going to say, I went to dinner last night with Bob Flood. He said to say hello to everybody.
And okay. His nephew is going to be on the show next week, Bobby Flood.
Oh, that's great. That's
yeah,
great. Yeah,
very
what
funny
a good guy.
Guy
he, Bob is. He said to say hello to you, Hooli, and things good. And I just want to remind you and our listeners that, you know, today we talked to the Consul General, Brian, you know, Brian O'Brien. He's
yes.
going to come on our show for around St. Patrick's Day.
Perfect.
And he's looking forward to that. And I know that you reached out to him, so. We're it's all good. It's all good. So
we're heading into the high holy. Heading into the high holy days, Skinny.
Exactly. Yeah. And hey, our good buddy Jack Wright. What's wrong with Wright? It's right here. He's got a quick story about his father, who was a Chicago police officer, and so he's gonna just tell you a quick story, Hooli.
Okay.
It's a winter story. Here he is.
What do you say, Jack? What's wrong with Wright?
Hooli, how's my man doing tonight?
Very good. Welcome back to the show.
In chilly Chicago.
Yeah, always a pleasure to have you on the program, I can tell you that.
Yeah, how are you?
Good. What's wrong with Wright? That's what I always say.
Oh, I don't know what's wrong with Wright. Now, Skinny, I want to take two things, but Skinny insisted I tell you this story. We're going back to when my dad is a sergeant of police. We'll put the set in, okay?
Yeah.
It's in the dead of winter in Beverly, okay?
Yeah.
My dad is a supervising... Beverly as a sergeant, okay? Now, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, and crash. Four men, the clothing story you're familiar with, some drunk throws an ash can through the window and grabs a sport coat and runs, okay? And
was that at Tom Hines or someplace like that?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
But anyways, as my father tells the story, he runs off with a sport coat, and then my father said, then the real burglars showed up.
Yeah,
he says these guys. He says I ain't come in there. He says and I get there and guys are trying to sport coats
the
on.
Cops.
Yeah, of course they're real burglars. They have to mention real burglars.
The cops show up and put on all the clothes.
My dad, this sketches run out on this. So I can say that here. But my dad is saying, hey, take it easy, you guys. This I think it's a Jewish guy. He says he's gonna smell a rat. He's gonna smell a rat, and here he comes now. Okay, so they. They get, oh, it's dead of winter, okay? They clean nothing but police, and he does smell a rat. And he says, you know, what the hell? And my dad says, geez, it must have been 10 guys out, you know.
10 burglars.
Yeah, okay? So nothing but police, right? And he's got the guy all settled down. The guy goes to leave. His overcoats and shoulders.
That he wore there.
That he wore there.
This is the owner of the haberdashery.
The haberdashery. If you got a minute, I want to tell one more thing.
Yes.
If you don't, unless we're
for what's wrong with Wright always.
No. All right. I want to talk to the listeners now.
Okay.
Listen
up, folks.
Guys.
It's the great Jack Wright, retired Chicago police officer.
The guy has to do with this guy I'm sitting next to my right. But this, folks, this is me. This is about. I'm going to take you back about 35 years. I was up on the north side. I was trying to repo a car.
Oh, yeah.
And I see this parking lot loaded with cars. And it says 1924. So I go in there, and the place is jammed. And I walk up to the bartender, and I said, what's with the 1924? And he said, oh, we've rolled the prices back to 1924. We've been in business that long. I said, oh. I said, give me a bottle of Beck's. No, and he says, that'll be 10 cents.
Yeah.
I said, give me a little shot at Jameson. He comes over there, and that's a nickel. So I look around, everybody's having fun. And I look down at the end of the bar, and there's Hooli and Skinny.
I know where this is going.
They're looking at their watches, and they're not drinking. I call the bartender over. I said, hey, what's with those two sluggos down there? He said, oh, they're waiting for a happy hour.
How about that? Billy Wooten had your rim shot ready for you.
But anyway, that's what was going on in Beverly.
Very good. Yeah.
Back when I was
back in the good old days, Jack.
Yeah. My father still has his sport car.
He left it to you, I'm sure. Yeah.
I'm wearing it now. It's getting chilly, too.
Thank you, Officer Friendly.
All the best to you.
All right, God bless. Thanks, Jack. All right, Skinny?
Yes.
Now, the kids here want to say something to you.
Hi, okay. Skinny.
Did you hear that?
Hi.
Did you hear that?
Hi, gang.
One more time, you guys.
Hi, Skinny.
Okay, there you go.
You sound like a choir. That was great.
Oh, right, it's an orchestra, I'm telling you.
Yes, all right. Well, good luck, Hooli, and be good to those kids, okay?
Okay, Skin, we'll talk to you next week, except...
Bye, Skinny.
Hi.
Okay. All right, Skin.
All right, we'll see ya.
All right, adios. All right, we're very honored tonight to have the Murphy Roach Irish Music Club. Is that the official title? We've got our old friend Lexia Kennedy. We've got Maura. You're going to play the flute and the mandolin tonight?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And we have Ashleen. What are you playing, the flute?
Yeah.
Trina on the flute. And Shane is playing flute. And Kieran is in the back playing the bowron. Oh, he's playing the fiddle. Shane's playing the fiddle. That's right. I'm sorry. And so you guys just had a new CD come out. I guess Jack Wright said it was terrific, and this is the CD. Everybody is on it. I ran into Kel, your teacher, over at Father Tony Branken's Wren party. I believe you were there, Alexia, right?
Yeah.
And the name of this is Murphy Roach, The Tradition Continues. It's just terrific CD, and it's the kids all doing their stuff, And you guys are young. I mean, there's nobody here in their teens. Is anybody a teen yet? Okay, two teens. Okay, three teens. All right. But you're on the early part of the teens, right? What are you, 14?
16.
16. Oh, okay. What about you?
15.
Lexi, I know you're 11, right? Because I know that.
I'm 12.
You're 12? Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. So you maybe had a birthday since. Oh, no, you are 12. Because when you were on Katie Grennan's thing, she said you were 12. What about you, Trina? How old are you?
I'm 13.
How old is Kieran in the back?
11.
He's 11. Shane?
I just turned 13 3 weeks ago.
All right. Well, then forget it. I was wrong. Everybody's shaving. All right. So we're going. Want to start with a number?
Yeah.
What do you want to do? This is Lexia talking.
Yeah. We're going to play Visiting Kittens and Finbar Furries. Finbar Furries was written by all of the kids from Murphy Roach. So
you guys wrote this?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, dynamite. Okay, cool. All right, here they are. Just part of the great ensemble from Murphy Roach Irish Music Club. Thank you. absolutely outstanding. Thank you. Hey, let's hear it for the Murphy Roach Irish Music Club. All right, now let me tell you a little about these guys. I ran into Kel Cole, who she runs the school, right? How long has she been doing that, do you know? Anybody?
Since 1997.
Oh, that's great. Very good, Shane. You're on top of it. In August, all of these kids, plus many other Murphy Roach kids, competed in the ensemble category of the All-Ireland FLA, I guess. Was it a FLA?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nine Chicago kids, one Pittsburgh fiddler, an accordion player from England, and nine kids from Clare formed a band that competed in the under-15 age category. International friendships were formed that are very strong still today, so many months later. Was that cool?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
What was the name of the band?
Murphy Roach, I guess.
Oh, Murphy Roach. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
What they call it.
Okay. The CD that they just released was ranked in the top 20 CDs of 2016 by Jack Baker, my old pal, in the Irish American News. And also, you have Murphy Roach is hosting the North American Cultus Convention in April.
Yep.
Where's that at? Where are they doing that?
It's at the Norbrook Hilton in Northbrook.
Yep. Oh, cool. Yeah. Okay, so is Fiona here? She'll tell me about that later. All right. All right, let's get some more music. Yeah? All right, we're very lucky tonight. If you're just tuning in, we got the Murphy Roach Irish Music Club. Six fantastic artists. And they're all having fun. Yeah. And I bet you guys all started very young, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about getting my granddaughter involved. She's 7, but you probably started way before that, huh? No? Oh, you didn't start till you were 12? Oh, okay. How about you, Kieran? How you doing with that box back there? He's the Bowron player. Okay. We didn't give him a mic. All right, what's next, Lex?
Well, we're going to be playing a little intro, and then I will be playing Morris's. I wrote that for Morris Lennon because I got to see him in Florida, which was amazing. And so I wrote that with my friend Bridget. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Lay it on us. All right, Murphy Roach. Now, who's Murphy and who's Roach? Is Kel a Roach? Raquel? No, she's not Murphy. Okay. Oh, it's all written here. Well, we'll get up to that later. So you guys have been to Ireland?
Yeah.
All of you?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. What kind of reception do you get there?
Uh,
Are they cool? Are they good
welcoming.
To you?
Yeah. Wonderful. Welcoming.
Falcha? They give you a good falcha? Yeah. Yeah.
Welcoming.
And so you take a class every Saturday? Is that how it works?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lessons.
You're very accomplished for only one day a week. That's amazing.
Band every Friday.
You have band every Friday?
And we have a music session every Sunday out in Willow Springs.
Where's that at? Irish Times?
The Irish Legend.
Oh, the Irish Legend?
Yeah, at Willow Springs.
Once a month cool. We do Kaylee at Gaelic Park on Tuesdays.
Oh, do you? Really? Dancing, yeah. Well, you guys get around.
It's every Tuesday, but our band plays the third Tuesday of the month at the Kaylee.
What's the name of the band again? Murphy Roach.
Murphy Roach, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not the Murphy Roach Fusiliers or anything like that, just Murphy Roach? Okay. All right. And you know what? I obviously been around Irish music for a long time, but I remember interviewing a girl from the from Ireland who was teaching at the Irish Music School of Chicago, Sean Cleland School, and she said, if you take up music, you'll never be lonely. You'll always have, you know, your instrument, and people just flock. They gravitate to people who make the music, you know?
Yeah.
So God bless the music makers. How about another tune?
Sure.
Okay.
She pointed at you.
Yeah.
Maura.
Sing a song.
Oh, no, that's Maura. That's Aisling.
Aisling. I'm going to sing a song.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Terrific.
This one
Do you want to wet your whistle first or anything?
No, I'm okay. Okay. This one I learned in Scalicia.
What's Scalicia? Oh, that means school, right?
Yeah, it's the where we go in August. Like, that's what we did before.
In Ireland?
Yeah.
Oh, how long were you guys there?
It's a week before the flaw. We all go and...
It's like 3 or 4 days long.
Yeah. Oh, awesome.
Four or five. Yeah. Really, really nice.
You just learn music all day. It's great.
Right.
Yeah.
Wonderful teachers.
Yeah. Best teachers in Ireland.
All right. All right, so what do you got, Aisling?
It's Eileen O'Neill is the song.
Okay.
Maid from Trilly, she has taken my fancy. Sure as a lily, as white as the snow. She held my heart captive, that sweet little fair one. That beautiful damsel called Eileen O'Neill. One dark, dreary night as I lay in my hiding, a bright light shone out from my darling's domain. For that was the signal, I hurried my footsteps. For tonight I would steal away Eileen O'Neill. Make no noise, dearest darling, my father is sleeping. Your footsteps might wake him, be mute as a mouse. We had barely gone when he started his bawling. Eileen, where are you? There's a ghost in the house. Two we had gone, two tickets we ordered. That night, sure at 4, we had landed in Cork. And soon after that, we were out in the ocean. And ever since then, we've been here in New York. Now we two lovely butchels and two lovely Callans, and each of them now sure could tell you the tale. How their father thanks God for the night that he stole her. Their own darling mother, sweet Eileen O'Neill.
Beautiful. Absolutely lovely, Aisling. That was terrific. All right, so we're going to take a break. You guys can get a beer, shot in a beer, and come back, and we'll do some more music, all right? You're listening to the Skinny and Hooley Show. We're here with the Murphy Roach Irish Music Club. These kids are fantastic. Stick around. There's going to be more. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClurg Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooley show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salad, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hooley. With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150. And we're back, hey, that Local 150, Jimmy Sweeney. Thanks so much for your support. You know, Billy, I think I'm going to open this door. I'm by myself. It's 10 times harder. Steve Harvey apologizes for Asian jokes after backlash.
Who cares?
Prince William vows to run a marathon in Kenya.
Who cares?
Is Lindsay Lohan converting to Islam?
Who cares?
Chelsea Handler blames the Kardashians for Donald Trump's win.
Who cares?
Katie Couric reacts to Megyn Kelly's move to NBC.
Who cares?
Mariah Carey's paid over seven figures to perform at some teen's wedding.
Who cares?
George Michael's cousin questions the singer's boyfriend Fadi Fawaz's suicide tweet.
Who cares?
And finally, President Barack Obama surprises an emotional surprise Joe Biden with the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Who cares?
Close it up! Push it, 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 push it! Oh, I got it. There's nobody here. I got to reach up and get that. I got it. I got it. Don't worry, folks. I got it. You know, ladies and germs, there I'm walking down Western Avenue, and I look in the window, Hearts or Wrongs or Ken's or any of those great joints, Sean's Rhino Bar, any place. I see the ghost of my old pal, Jimmy Goss, Goff, Goff Balls, we called him. Through the mist, he said to me, hey, holy who died? So it's amazing that two guys named Ed Duffy this week died. One was Ed Duffy, my old friend from the Illinois Department of Alcoholism and Substance Abuse, but he was a Chicago cop. He went to work for Governor Thompson, and he had many posts in the state of Illinois. But he, at one time, Pete Nolan and I were doing a film about Father Mac. I'm sure everybody's familiar with Father Mac. And we were with Mike Howlett, the Secretary of State. and we needed to get some money to do this film, and he picked up the phone and he called Ed Duffy. And Ed Duffy said, I'll send you guys a check right now from the Illinois Department of Alcoholism and Substance Abuse. That's when you could do stuff like that. And he paid for it. So God rest his soul. Ed Duffy, what a just terrific guy. And he went on to preside over the transformation of Sportsman's Park and worked with Duchessoi and everything. So our condolences to his lovely wife, Nancy, and his daughters, Colleen, Megan, Kelly, Aaron, and Kara. God rest his soul, Ed Duffy. And then another Ed Duffy, Chicago Fire Department, retired 88, passed away peacefully on January 13th. He was born in Barna, County Galway, Ireland. And he was preceded in death by his lovely wife, beloved wife, Nora. And he's survived by his 9 children, Mary, William, Eileen, Kathleen, Noreen, Margaret, Anne, Rose, Aaron. Wow, what a guy. He immigrated to the United States in 1949, served in the U.S. Army during the Korean conflict. He was a captain on the Chicago Fire Department and retired after 34 years of service. And he also was the co-owner of Connolly's Tavern over on Devon in Rogers Park. He was a 50-year member of Local 2 Firefighters Union. God rest his soul, Ed Duffy. And my old pal, Jack Delaney, Walter Jack Delaney, who was married to Punky McFarland and brother-in-law to my old pal, Bill McFarland. Jack was a terrific guy. He's only 69. God rest his soul. He was a great Mendel football star and a good friend of mine. So God rest his soul, Jack Delaney. And Agnes Mary Broderick, age 104 and a half, a native of Listowel, County Kerry, Ireland. She's the beloved wife of the late John Broderick and the mother of Mary Eileen, Patricia, and Kay. And she was waked, and her funeral was handled by Sheehy, where all the right people go. Okay, our thanks to PJ OD for helping us out every week with that. We're going to close up the crypt, Billy. Got a couple more plugs I want to get in here before we bring the kids back. The Dennehy Irish Dancers are going to Ireland. I think they're going to Ireland. Let me just take a look at this thing. They're having a big fundraiser January 28th at Barney Callahan's Pub. It's the old Keegan's. Right at 106th and Western. Support the Dennehy Irish Dancers, who will be attending the World Championships in Dublin, in Ireland, this coming April. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for these dancers who've been working for years to attend the Worlds. Dennehy will be sending a Cayley team for the first time in over 25 years. Funds raised at this event will help offset the travel costs for these dancers. So get your butts over there on Saturday, January 28th from 4 to 8. $40 get you open bar, food, music by some of the members of Coyote Riot. Well, we had them on the Hooley's Hooley Show. And, of course, plenty of Irish dancing. And our thanks to Megan Gilhooley for sending us that information. Don't forget January 20th, our old pal Cyril Regan has his Chicago Irish Immigrant Support Casino Night fundraiser over at the Irish American Heritage Center. That should be a gas, and that's to raise money for Chicago Irish Immigrant Support. And just checking through my files here. What else I got? Oh, the Firemen, the Emerald Society. The fundraising event for National Police Week is coming up. The Pipes and Drums of the Emerald Society, Chicago Police Department. Band was formed 30 years ago. They're having a fundraiser on... When's the fundraiser? It's at Bourbon Street, I know that. Saturday, February 18th, 3 to 8 at 115 Bourbon Street over in Marionette Park. They're going to have bands perform. They're going to have St. Stephen's Green, who was a personal favorite of mine, and Stereotypes. So come on over there and help out. 3 to 8, Saturday, February 18th. And I think those are all the plugs for now anyway. So we will take a break, and we'll get those kids back here for some more beautiful music. Thanks for listening to the Skinny and Hooley Show. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they are service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
And we're back here on the Skinny and Hooli Show. Hey, we're very honored to have Fiona Hanley with us tonight. Fiona, welcome to Skinny and Hooli Show. You have three kids in the Murphy Roach School?
Yes, three and a half. My youngest is just getting started.
Now, you married a Hanley, obviously.
I did. My maiden name's Doyle.
Any relation to the old Hanley's House of Happiness?
No, but we might bring that back. No.
Oh, yeah. I'll bet your house is like that, probably. So you got three kids studying Irish music. How'd you get them into that? Was it difficult to talk them into studying or what?
No, they all... my dad loves the Irish music. He's from Wicklow.
Oh, yeah. So what's his name?
Hugh Doyle.
Hugh Doyle. God mm-hmm. bless him. Yeah.
And just they played a Suzuki.
The violin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. So to transition over, it wasn't very hard because the Irish music is a lot of fun.
Sure. Now, mm-hmm. what brought you to the Murphy Roach School? Because you guys drive to where, Burr Ridge every week?
Yes. Yeah. Eileen Toomey Crane, Shane's mother. She joined a couple weeks before and said that she thought we'd like it. And she comes from Frankfurt, so we carpool.
Oh, that's good.
Head in from Frankfurt, yes. And her mother was a singer in Wexford, so that's where their musical ability comes from. And Mrs. Toomey and my dad were friends, so that's where that connection is from.
Carrying on the tradition.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great. Any other kids in your family?
We have a younger one, Liam. Yes, he's just getting started with Murphy Roach, so he's not ready for performance yet.
How old is he, like two?
He's nine.
He's nine, okay.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, that's terrific.
Yeah.
So what's coming up?
So yes, in April 20th through the 23rd, is the North American Cultist Convention that's going to be held here in Chicago. It hasn't been here in Chicago since 2006.
Oh, yeah.
So it's only held once in North America. So it's a big music convention. It'll be at the Northbrook Hilton. And you can go on the website either through Facebook or Murphy Roach to get the brochure or information about it.
So you guys are hosting, Murphy Roach is hosting the convention?
It, yes.
And so does that mean musicians from all over the country come out for this?
Or? All over the world, to be honest with you.
No kidding.
Yep, they're coming from Ireland, Canada.
How long does it last?
So it's from Thursday through Sunday.
Yeah.
Thursday night
it's
starts
like a convention.
Which is a Gaelic. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's for Irish culture. So not only music, there's Gaelic workshops, and there'll be vendors with instruments. Yeah, and they'll have Kaylee, as Shane said on the way up here, it's kind of like an Irish wedding without the bride and groom. It'll go on for 3 or 4 days. And
that's great.
Yeah,
so if anybody, if you're into Irish music, just go by there. And
absolutely.
Oh, they would love that.
Yeah, Saturday night there is a banquet, so there'll be music. And I know Liz Carroll, who everybody knows. Yeah, she should be, I think, Sunday her workshop is.
Oh, she's doing a workshop. Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to that.
Well, that's great for the kids, too. They get to meet the great fiddler.
Liz Gale. And it's really, like, we went to St. Louis last year. It was wonderful because there was just sessions breaking out everywhere in the lobby and hotel rooms. And so it kind of, like my husband, who's from Ireland, said he felt like he went back to Ireland for a weekend.
Where in Ireland is he from?
He's from Roscommon.
Now, did you guys drive to St. Louis?
We did. Yeah, there was a big gang. Everybody got in their cars. And
I bet that wasn't much fun.
No, it was only a few hours.
It's like five-hour drive.
They were playing music on the way down there.
Were they playing in the car?
Yeah,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. When's the big convention?
April 20th through the 23rd is the convention.
And anybody can go,
Anybody can go. Yeah, no, absolutely.
At the Northbrook Hilton.
Northbrook Hilton, yeah. And you can go on to the Murphy Roach website or find us on Facebook, and you can get all the information there.
Well, these kids are terrific,
Yeah, they have a lot of fun together.
And so thanks so much for bringing them tonight.
No, we really appreciate everything Mike and Kel Cole do for them.
Now, what's the Murphy Roach connection?
So it started in 1997, and I apologize that I have to read this.
Okay.
They're located in Burridge.
But was Kel Cole related to Pat Roach?
Yeah, so...
Oh, okay.
It was named after legendary fiddler Edmund Murphy and the great Irish dancer and teacher Patrick Roach, which she's related to Roach.
Okay, yes. Gotcha. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Because I know that the Pat Roach, well, he's only been gone maybe 10 years, I think, something like that. What a guy.
Yeah.
But he's got a lot of relatives all over the Chicagoland area.
Right.
So God rest his soul.
Yeah, their school, I don't know if you know a lot about it, but they have a home in Burridge, and it's a small home, and it's amazing. I wish people could come and just see it. It kind of reminds me of Montessori, where you come in and you go in the kitchen, and there's lessons there, and the basement, and the bedrooms, and the bathroom, and outside when it's nice outside. And the kids, the older kids, when they get good enough, they teach the younger kids. And
if you don't have an instrument, she'll rent you an instrument, Kelwell.
That's,
and cheap, too.
Yeah.
Because I was talking about bringing my granddaughter out there.
Yeah, they do. I mean, for me, I feel like they really love music and want to share that love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God bless them.
Yeah.
All right, Fiona, thank you so much. We're going to bring the kids back on here and have them play some more music for us. And just to tell everybody again, we got Alexia, we got Maura, we got Ashley, Trina, and Shane and Kieran. All right, you guys. Should we take another break, Billy? No, they're here. They're ready. They're ready to rock. All right, so what do you got up your sleeves now? Did you get all rested up?
Yep.
Okay. You're on the air right now. Okay. okay, so anybody, can I make a request? Who threw the overalls in Mrs. Murphy's chowder? You guys don't know that. Okay. No. But you came with... Easy, don't drop that fiddle. It's worth a million.
She almost dropped the bow, not the fiddle.
Oh, the bow. Well, that's nothing. Yeah. All right, well, so we're so glad to have you guys here. Did you rehearse this? Or did you... When you guys were told you're going to be on the air tonight, did you say, all right, we can put that together and just kind of... Right?
No, this was about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But, I mean, you're really good. Yeah. All right, so what do you got? She's elbowing you.
Yeah. We have two reels. I have no idea what the names are. So we're just going to play two reels for each.
Do you know the cow that ate the blanket? Do you remember that? Katie did that one?
That's also known as the cat that ate the candle. We call it the cat that ate the candle.
The cow that ate the candle, huh? Well, maybe we'll hear that later in the show. Okay. All right. Here they are once again, the Murphy Roach... Irish Music Club. We got Kieran in the back playing the bow around. He's keeping the beat.
Thank you.
All right, Murphy Roach, Irish Music Club. They don't. They call it the club. They don't call it a school, huh?
Either way.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay. Isn't there an Irish word for that? Skoil or something like that?
Skoil.
Skoil?
Skoil.
Oh, I thought you said squirrel there for a second. Hey, squeal. Hey, who's the squeal? Hey, how about this CD? Can they get this anywhere? Or is it available just online at murphyroach.org? Or, because this is great listening.
It's on murphyroach.org.
Yeah. Go to the website, murphyroach.org, and get that. It's just all the kids are on it. They've got some great pictures, and it's a very cool picture. You guys are already aware of this, but... If you folks, if this wasn't the radio, you could see this. There's a picture of you guys when you recorded the album.
Yeah.
How many were there? Like 20 of you?
25, I think, yeah.
So somebody set up this whole sound thing and recorded all of you at the same time.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Where was that done?
It was
in a basement.
It was in a basement.
Somebody's basement?
It was, yeah, it was.
Man had had a recording studio, and he just moved all his equipment down to his basement and just does.
Good for him. Cool. Okay.
It was like a mile north of here.
You know, Katrina, when I was in Ireland, right outside of Dingle, there was a lady. I've been there maybe 5-6 times, and there was a lady named Mrs. Hoolan, Mary Hoolan, and she had one of those little beehive huts. You've ever seen those in Ireland, or they go back to the Stone Age? And when the Americans would come by in their buses, she would invite everybody up, and you could go in and look at the beehive for $2 American. And she'd be standing there with a big wad of money. Anyway, so we were there last October, and I said, "Stop the bus! This is Mrs. Houlihan's house." And we went up, and Mrs. Houlihan had passed away the year before. She was in her late 80s. But her daughter was there. Her name? Katrina. Trina Houlihan. And her dad's name was Mike Houlihan. So there you have it. That's a beautiful name, and you should be very proud of it. Although, what's your last name?
Hanley.
Katrina Hanley. There you go. All right, so how about another tune? What do you say?
Yeah.
Can we have Kieran do a Bowron solo? That was a joke, folks. Actually, we had a girl... In Ireland, do a Bowron solo. I'll tell that story another day, though. In Headford at the Angler's Rest, it was very funny. Well, she had a Bowron, but I think that's about as close as it came to her knowing how to play the Bowron. So I said, "How about a solo?" And it was like, bum 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 bum. It's like, okay, you don't know what you're doing, but we all played along. Anyway, that was for you, Kieran. All right, so you guys, what do you got?
So next we're going to be playing Maves, and it's also written by...
Maves?
Yeah.
Like
Maves,
a name, Maves.
Maves Barn Dance.
Oh, Maves Barn Dance, yeah, sure. We have a friend, Maeve, who is the bartender at the Irish American Heritage Center every week. Maeve Burke in the Fifth Province Pub. Hi, Maeve. All right, go ahead, sorry. Here we go. They got Maeve. This is Maves Barn Dance with the Murphy Roach Irish Music Club. Thank you. Maeve's Barn Dance by the Murphy Roach Irish Music School. What are you shaking your head for? It was fabulous. Come on. All right, we got to take a break. And we'll be back, and these guys will take us out on the show with the Murphy Roach Irish Music Club. Right to these messages from our friends on the Skinny and Hooley Show.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who will be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
If you're looking for an office in the Loop, you've got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 115 South LaSalle Street. IOS has an entire floor in this very prestigious building, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference rooms, day office usage, administrative support services, with customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com. That's integratedofficesuites.com. Or call them at 312-648-6200 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. Don't forget that number, 312-648-6200.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the South Side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Our family's quenched the thirst of the South Side for over 35 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights at Riley's they'll never forget. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips. Or maybe their grandmother bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family is proud to have been part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today, we're still on the South Side. For the last 10 years at Chicago's Midway Airport, located in the main food court, we provide a Southside Irish welcome to everyone who enters our cozy, authentic pub imported from Ireland. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If you're looking for a great drink and a friendly chat before your flight, please say hello to my dad, Boz, my uncle Jimmy, my brother Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring us a story, we'll make sure you leave with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to get an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. See you at Riley's Daughter Midway.
And we're back on the Skinny and Hooley Show. Hey, you know what I want to remind everybody? While we have these great musicians here, there's a couple of great musicians that are coming together, and they only do it like once a year for a show called The Mighty Squeeze. Our old pal John Williams and the great Jimmy Keane are going to be playing Saturday, March 4th over at Chief O'Neill's. There's a show you don't want to miss. Two of the great squeeze box players of all time. You guys ever hear them? Jimmy Keane, John Williams. The Mighty Squeeze, Saturday, March 4th at Chief O'Neill's. I'm sure you can get more information at Chief O'Neill's website, but they're both good friends of ours, and we're proud. The Chicagoland community is very proud to have these two just virtuoso musicians. And we got some virtuoso musicians here tonight, too. Yeah. All right, Katrina, we're going to go one by one. Where do you go to school?
Hickory Creek Middle School in Frankfort.
Okay. And do you walk there every day, or what's the deal?
No.
What grade are you in?
I'm in eighth grade.
Oh, where are you going to high school?
Lincoln Way East.
Oh, sure. Yeah, a great football team. Okay. And how long have you been playing the fiddle?
I've been playing classical, like the violin, since I was 4 years old. But I started playing the fiddle with Murphy Roach about a year and a half ago.
Is Irish fiddle more fun than the violin?
Yeah.
I think that's why people get into it. What about you, Lexi? Where do you go to school?
I go to Good Shepherd Lutheran in Downers. And
okay. How do you get there? Where do you live?
I live in Lamont, but my parents drive me every single day to
wow,
school.
Wow, so they're saints.
Great parents. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And how long have you been studying?
Well, I've been playing 8 years, and I've been playing since I was four. So.
Since you were four. Amazing. When I was four, I wasn't even toilet trained. You know? Okay. Maura, right?
Yes.
I got it right. Okay, Maura, what about you?
I go to school at Geneva High School.
Oh, sure, Geneva, yeah, yeah. I won the best feature film award at the Geneva Film Festival several years ago. Not to brag. But Geneva's a great town.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so how long have you been playing?
I've been playing for about 4 years. I started on saxophone, and my brother plays fiddle. So he came to Murphy Roach first, and I was like, oh, got to get part of this.
No kidding.
So I picked up flute about 4 years ago.
And you play the sax as well?
No longer, but that was fun.
Oh, don't give it up, man. Come on.
I play a couple other instruments. It's getting a
little
heavy.
So it's just you and your brother?
Yeah.
The two musicians in the family? Cool. All right, Ashlyn?
I go to Linkway East. And I started the flute a year and a half ago.
Well, you're very good. Somebody just started, yeah. And what did you do before that?
I've been playing piano since I was little.
Oh, there you go.
And then I play guitar, and I've been playing that for like 2 years, and then I just sing.
You have a lovely voice.
Thank you.
Eileen O'Neill. All right, what about you, Shane?
I go to the same school as Trina, Hickory Creek Middle School in Frankfort, home of the Tigers.
And you have brothers and sisters involved in the music?
My middle brother, Colin, he's 10. He used to play the piano. He played classical, but he quit it because, you know.
He's a quitter.
He just likes sports way more.
Oh, did he? Well, you can still play sports and fiddle around.
Yeah,
you know.
And then my youngest brother, Declan, who's 6, he's played classical for about 2 years, but he gave that up, and he's been playing fiddle for a year, maybe.
And what about you, Kieran, in the back there? Come on over here and tell us about yourself. Where do you go to school, pal? Talking to the microphone. He's the Bowron player, the one who will eventually get all the chicks.
I've been playing Bowron for a year and a half now.
Yeah.
And I play snare drum, too.
Oh, do you?
And I just
You're a percussionist by trade, then. Yeah.
I just started I've been playing, and I just started Irish around a year ago. So.
Cool. Well, we're glad to have you here. We're glad to have you all here. You're all ebullient young musicians. And how about laying some more music on us? Let me just see. Oh. So, the next tune could be our last if you can stretch it out. folks, if you're just tuning in, and where have you been, if you are, you're listening to the Skinny and Hooley Show coming at you out of Cicero, Illinois, presented by Flood Brothers. And we have the Murphy Roach Irish Music School students here. A big thanks to Kel Cole for sending them over. All young prodigies on a variety of instruments, and they're just terrific and fun to be with. And their moms and dads are here tonight, and God bless their parents for getting them involved in this, because you'll have this the rest of your life now. That's what's great about it. And as my old friend told me, you're never lonely. You never, you know, once you know how to play music, people are going to gravitate to you. So that's a good thing. And you look at these guys monkeying around. We've had several of the kids who have graduated. We had Catherine Cowell on our show. Do you guys know Catherine? She's got the giggles here. We've had her on the show. And you guys know Katie, but Katie's not a Murphy. All right, we better get to the back to the music. All right, so you got 2 minutes. Take us out. Here they are, the Murphy Roach Irish Music School. This is their final tune. They have a CD you can get online at murphyroach.org. They're hosting the big convention in April. So glad to have you guys here. Check the podcast for photos and all that at Facebook. And here they are for one more tune. All right. Give him a big hand. Hey, you know what? You guys are continuing Irish culture. God bless you all. Folks, look it up, murphyroach.org. Thank you all so much for being here. And we will see you. Hey, one more. Hi, Skinny. One, two, three.
Hi, Skinny.
And?
Hi, Skinny.
Okay.
The Skinny and Hooley Show is recorded in front of a live audience.